at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a
pillar.
Did you ever see anything longer than a pillow? Maybe about twice as long?
No.
A bolster or anything like that?
No, all I ever seen was a pillar.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children, you might make a
pallet.
And what different types of land do you have on a farm?
Different types of land?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got three or four different soils on a place. You've got light soil and heavy soil and bottom and dark soil.
Mm-hmm.
And
any other names for those?
Well, you can call them poor spots and better spots and real good spots.
Uh-huh. You ever heard loam or loom talking about soil?
No. This land around here, it's good land if you'll use a lot of fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And these poor spots that used to be real poor,
mm-hmm.
when I was a boy, they'd make 4 and 5 bushels of corn. You can take them now and make 75 and 80 bushels of corn. The same land. But now you couldn't have done that over a 1-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people started using fertilizer 25 years ago, this land, it had to grow weeds, and the weeds had to go back to fertilize, and it had to go back to the ground, and they'd increased about 22 barrels, and it stayed about 25 or 30 barrels to the acre. And the land back then that would make 25 or 30 barrels of corn to the acre now is making 80 and 90 barrels, and that other land that used to make 7 and 8 barrels of corn to the acre, now it's making 35 and 40 and 45 and 50. So you see, fertilizer's paid off in the last 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's built this soil up. You used to drive by these fields when I was going to school. The weeds would be about this high, about that high.
Gosh.
You could go out there and take a mule and turn it right under. You go out there with a mule, now there was mule plows, and you know yourself, they wouldn't even run. You couldn't keep one in the ground. The weeds would pull it right out of the ground. You see how high the weeds are in some of these fields.
Say, land that's real rich like that, you'd say the soil is very...
Well, it's richer than it was.
It's very
fertile.
Mm-hmm. What would you call flat land along a stream that's overflowed?
Well, that would be drowning.
Mm-hmm. Is that, you mentioned, well, did you talk about bottom land or low land?
Well, most of it's in bottoms that drown.
What does the bottoms mean?
That means a low place in the field. And what causes a lot of those bottoms to drown is when it clouds up and comes about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 inches of rain,
mm-hmm.
say in an hour, or hour and a half, or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all that water comes down, runs right to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And where if it would come over a period of 12, 15, 24 hours, just drizzle and rain slow,
mm-hmm.
That water wouldn't run to the bottom. It'd soak down where it fell. But that's what causes these bottoms to fill up like they do. And this year had been a very bad year for that. Because
mm-hmm.
we have got our part of the rain this year. But we were lucky to get out. She was lucky to get her to back ride the field. Because I went back then and plowed about an hour one evening. I was going to plant 7 or 8 acres of peas.
Mm-hmm.
Broke up about an acre and a half. And when I went back the next morning to get the tractor out, it come one of those floods that night.
Mm.
I just did get the tractor out.
What would you call